Children, please come out. No school tomorrow, right? That's why you guys, not many children coming, I guess. Okay. You know, last Sunday, I asked you if you love to come to church, and you said, yes. And I was so glad because, you know, not many children really, you know, really enjoy to come to church. But I really glad and appreciate you come to church with a joy. But sometimes, you know, all the church things is hard to understand. Yeah. Last time when we had a communion, I told you that the meaning of true communion, one of the meaning of true communion is what? What did I tell? Remembrance, right? Remembrance. So don't forget that. Every time you take communion, this is the true meaning of remembering Jesus Christ. So, okay? This Wednesday, a special day is coming up. Do you know what that is? Loud, please. Ash Wednesday. So from Ash Wednesday, we are studying 40 days of Lenten season until Easter. So it's a little bit complicated, but that's we celebrate this special season of Lent. And Ash Wednesday, we do some like a special ritual of putting ash on forehead or hands. And this is the ash. I want to show you. It's kind of neat to see ashes. See? You see it? Yeah, it's a ash. From palm tree, dry palm tree. And we put this ash on forehead and maybe hands. Do you know why we do that? Do you know why we do that? Yeah, Remembrance of our brokenness. Confessing that we are broken ones. But, you know, in some like traditions in some cultures, we do this kind of stuff. When your parents caught you doing something wrong, what parents told you to do? If you make a mistake or something, you did something wrong, then what parents asked you to do, told you to do? When I was little, my parents spanked me. Really, there was culture that, you know, all the boys, you know, doing something wrong, then, you know, my parents just spanked me. And my daughters were little. Do you know what I did? When they were like 2 or 3 years old and they fight each other, then I didn't spank them, but I asked them to do something as some sort of punishment. You know, I asked them to, Juliana, right? I asked them to raise their both hand and then facing the wall together. Like maybe less than 5 minutes. And then don't talk to each other. And then after 5 minutes, one thing they need to do is what? They need to hug each other and say, I am sorry, right? That's what I did. That's what I, you know. That's exactly this Ash Wednesday is about. You know, in Israel culture, when you make a mistake and you repent, and there's a sign of putting ash on the head. And sometimes people sitting on ashes as a sign of repentance. That's why we are doing this special Ash Wednesday, putting our ashes on the forehead or hands, the sign of my repentance and ask God for forgiveness and realize that we are broken ones. So, okay? So, just like you remember the meaning of the communion, I really want you to remember the meaning of Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is coming every year, and we are, you know, we need to remember we are the broken ones. And then God came to us to save us. Okay? Let us pray. God, we are so glad that you came to us to save us, because we are so broken. We are so shattered. God, help us to find you, your salvation, your guidance, especially bless our children here as they grow up. Help us develop a strong relationship with you. Help us find you, your love, your care, and your salvation. God, we thank you for all your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, you can go back to classroom.